Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Dear friend, I love you, and I miss you, and Irma, my darling wife, Irma, would want to say thank God for you, Ted. Thank God for you.
Obviously, our thoughts and prayers go out to his family and to him. We hope and pray that they will be able to treat it, you know, and that he will experience a full recovery.
Oh, my papa, to me he was so wonderful.
Oh, yes, the godfather of the Senate. The godfather of the Senate.
He was so good.
Old McCain, Johnny McCain, Democrat in Republican clothing. Robert Byrd, the senile old coot, the former Ku Klux Klan member now loved by the Soros-run media. Now, why is there so little focus on the real Ted Kennedy and his legacy? Why do you expect me to suddenly fall in line and pretend that Ted Kennedy was a great American when he was the opposite? Why is the media silent on the real Ted Kennedy? Why has the golfer, the wall banger, the leprechaun, and the others dummied up with regard to the real Ted Kennedy? They were all very brave 10 years ago when they were snookering you into thinking that there was a Republican Party and there was a conservative revolution. Where have they all gone? What in the world are they talking about other than reality? What is the purpose of talk radio unless it is to disclose the realities that the midstream media refuses to disclose? And by the way, we're moving rapidly into a Soviet-style media in this country, extremely rapidly, where people are afraid to say anything. Byrd is a doddering old senile man. And I don't appreciate having a man crying in the Senate when we have enemies encircling us like vultures. Who is the real Ted Kennedy? The real Ted Kennedy? Well, the leftist media in this nation has erupted in praise of Ted Kennedy. Democrats praise him. Republicans praise him. Liberals praise him. Conservatives praise him. But simply because a man has a serious health problem, does that mean that all criticism must stop permanently? His legacy must be rewritten? Does a man who spent his entire political life destroying the fundamental tenets of American morality become miraculously rehabilitated simply because he entered the hospital? Do so-called conservatives stop being conservative because of a medical diagnosis? No, and yet it seems that the Republicans in Congress have forgotten what Ted Kennedy has done to our borders. Too many false conservative commentators have forgotten what Ted Kennedy has done to our language. Too many fawning media lackeys have forgotten what Ted Kennedy has succeeded in doing in nearly destroying our culture. We cannot forget that he opened the borders as early as 1965, lying to the American people, saying it would not change the demographics of America. We cannot forget that the lion of the left voted to destroy the flag and destroy traditional marriage. We cannot forget that in spite of his illness, he has voted for late-term abortion, i.e. infanticide. We cannot forget that he voted no on a constitutional ban on flag desecration, that Kennedy voted no on a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage, that Kennedy voted yes on adding sexual orientation to the definition of hate crimes, that Kennedy voted no on banning affirmative action hiring with federal funds, that Kennedy voted yes on allowing illegals to participate in Social Security. His poor health does not excuse him for what he has done to our nation. And so now, the Soros-run media sets on Michael Savage for daring to disclose the truth about Ted Kennedy's legacy. Just as in a Soviet show trial, Michael Savage is now being persecuted for refusing to take the party line that the great lion of the left must be praised. All praise, all praise. Well, I will not be silenced. You will not be silenced. Silence is death. Silence is death. Speak the truth about Ted Kennedy. Americans must know his reckless record of destructive social engineering. And P.S., do not ever forget Chappaquiddick. And by the way, the dead girl's name was Mary Jo Kopechne. This is Michael Savage. I approve of this monologue. Now let's have some punk rock for a few seconds on the Savage Nation. You can call me at 1-800-449-8255. The Savage Nation, 1-800-449-8255. The real Ted Kennedy is the issue. You can turn it off now. Why is there so little focus on the real Ted Kennedy? I've not heard one major talk show host criticize any of his past. Now, I would expect that from NPR. I'd expect it from the Air America lackeys. But certainly you'd expect the wall banger, the leprechaun, the golfer to say one word about Kennedy. Why is it that even the great golfer won't say anything about Kennedy, the man who has you believe that he's the conservative in the country? I'll turn it another way. Is it appropriate to criticize Michael Savage for criticizing the liberal legacy of Ted Kennedy at this time? Is it appropriate to call for an incoherent, doddering Senator Robert Byrd to be removed from the Senate? Are you now surprised to learn on the Michael Savage website that McCain's campaign has been run by a Democrat all of his life? Now, I warned you. Didn't I tell you now for how long? How long have I told you that McCain is being run by a Judas? How long have I told you Judas was running McCain's campaign in order to make sure he loses? Came out today. McCain's top advisor is a Democrat, and he quit because he doesn't want to run anyone up against Obama. When have I told you this? How long have I told you that McCain is a dunce? A dummy, a walking schmuck! Doesn't even know who's running his campaign. How could he know who's running the country? How could you trust McCain to run a country when he didn't even know that the guy running his campaign was a liberal Democrat? How can we trust this man to stand up to our enemies? Yeah, well, we know that Obama will negotiate with Hitler. He said he'll negotiate with the Iranian Hitler. He'll negotiate with the Cuban Hitler. He'll negotiate with every dictator on earth because Obama is a disaster. But at least we know what we're going to get. McCain is too stupid to even know what we're going to get because he doesn't even know what he's going to give us. Someone hasn't told him yet. Here are a few more questions. On my website, I have an astonishing story, and that is that a gay or a homosexual Iranian teenager has won a right to asylum in Britain. I guess Parliament didn't have enough boys to swap out there, but they're bringing another one in there because Parliament ran out of new blood. So they're now permitting an outright, let's say, social reject from Iran to emigrate to Britain based on the fact that he's a homosexual. Should America let in more homosexuals under political asylum laws? Do we need more? Should America now open its arms to homosexuals from every nation on the earth who might be persecuted, whether it be in Iran or China or Syria or Zimbabwe? 1-800-449-8255 is the phone number. Let's go to the callers, WOR New York. Al, go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Michael, all day long I'm listening to these people on the radio, Limbo and all the rest of them, and they praise this guy. This Ted Kennedy has done
Limbo praised Kennedy?
Well, they don't praise. They, you know, it's like they don't tell the truth like you just did. They don't.
But why would Limbaugh not criticize Kennedy? Limbaugh criticized Kennedy for years. Now Limbaugh is his friend?
You're the only one, Michael, that tells the truth. That man has done so much to destroy this country. I won't shed a tear when they put him in the
Well, I don't want to go into shedding a tear, and I'm not wishing him ill. There's two different things going on here, Al. There's two different things going on here. No one is wishing harm to befall him. We wish him well. But let's, now that the world's focusing on Ted Kennedy, let's objectively look at Ted Kennedy's political record. That's all I'm trying to do here. Now that everybody's looking at him, he voted no on recommending a constitutional ban on flag desecration. meaning he likes flag burning. He voted no on a constitutional ban of same-sex marriage, which means he's in favor of homosexual marriage. Shall I go down the list? I have them all. I have his entire record. He's in favor of, has been in favor of, affirmative action. He voted against declaring English the official language of the U.S. government. He voted yes to allow illegal aliens to participate in Social Security in May of 06. I have it all. We're posting it on michaelsavage.com. Will you please print it out? I'll be right back.
Savage.
So, again, we're looking at the legacy of Ted Kennedy. Why are we doing it? Because the entire world is focused on the poor man's illness. Our prayers go out to him. We wish him a speedy recovery. But while the country is focusing on Ted Kennedy, I think it's important to look at the man's political legacy. And that's what I'm doing. The question that I'm asking you is, why is Rush Limbaugh not doing it? Why is Wallbanger not doing it? Why is the Leprechaun not doing it? Why is Radio Chick, who fills in for him, not doing it? Why are they all afraid to do it? And how do they then the next second turn around and make believe that they're conservatives? How do they maintain an audience, I'm asking you? I'm asking you a straight-out question. Are you people that stupid? Do you take anything from anybody? What, because they put a conservative label on themselves, and yet when Kennedy comes up, suddenly they're kissing his behind? The guy was a monster. The guy was a political monster. He wrecked this country. The single greatest damage that Kennedy has done to this country was the Immigration Reform Act of 1965. I have the speech. He got up in the Senate and he lied. He said that the Immigration Reform Act that I am proposing will not change the demographics of America. He lied. What else did he lie about? How about every other thing he passed? Now, his poor health does not excuse him from the scrutiny that we are applying to this man. I have criticized Republicans, I have criticized Democrats, and now America is focused on Ted Kennedy because of his horrible illness. Why is it inappropriate to look at his actual political record? But the bigger question becomes, not so much why is it inappropriate, because it isn't inappropriate, it is the appropriate moment right now. People have so many things flying into their head that you got to get them while their attention is there. So the America's attention is on Ted Kennedy. Now we have this old Alzheimer's-like guy breaking down in the Senate. Robert Byrd belongs in a mental hospital at home. He's a sad, old, broken man. He has been for years. I've listened to his speeches. He's been discombobulated for years. He is a man who does what they tell him to do, obviously. He's there only for the vote, for the liberal vote. That's why he's in there. Now, if that's what you want, well, let's go back to Caligula. Let's go back to the Roman Senate, where one of the Caesars had such contempt for the Senate that he removed the senator and put a horse in the senator's seat. And he said, the horse has more sense than the senator. KNEW, San Francisco. Hillary, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael Savage, for being the only one to tell it like it is. I agree with you 100%. I was listening to the radio all day, and all I heard was praise for Ted Kennedy. And I am so sick of these people that claim to be conservative.
Well, you have an obligation, Hillary, to call them and scream at them. You'll never get through because their screeners have become the Politburo. The screeners of every radio show have become the equivalent of Izvesti or Pravda. All I got to do is wear a cross or a flag pin, and the people will think they're conservatives. That's not enough for me.
The radio host, a couple of them, I won't mention names. I mean, you know who they are, but would even like cancel calls and yell when someone would mention what Ted Kennedy was really
You're
about.
You're kidding. They wouldn't even let you say a word about Kennedy's legacy?
A word and said that it was
wait. It was this on Limbaugh's show?
No, it wasn't. It was a local.
Oh, a local does. I understand. Local, they're all hysterical. They're hysterical. So you'd expect it from a local host because they don't understand the importance of discussing Kennedy's true legacy. But you'd expect it from Limbaugh, Wallbanger, and Leprechaun, wouldn't you?
The Wallbanger is so weak. I just don't understand how these guys claim to
be. It could be that there may have been asbestos in some of the drywall that he worked on as a youth. And as it shattered, it could be it was inhaled. I don't know the reason. Thank you for the call. Is anyone disagreeing with me? No, everyone likes what I'm saying, or someone disagrees? I was attacked viciously by a homosexual mafia sheet put out by Soros. they specialize in attacking people who dare tell the truth. But I say, let's bring it on, because I could care less. If they quote me accurately, they are entitled to do so. And I stand by my words. I believe Kennedy's legacy is horrendous. And I am posting it on michaelsavage.com. Would you please print it out? It's funny now. You can't even find it anywhere but on my website. And my staff put it together for us today. And I think that, it's like, what if I wasn't in radio and I turned on the radio today? And I know Kennedy was a lifetime pinko, a lifetime anti-American, a lifetime gun grabber, anti-family, anti-flag. You name it, Kennedy was it. He was the big one. He was the big one bringing it all down, girl. We know that. Now, I understand America has basically had, HAD, let's put it in the past tense, tremendous differences between the two parties. That has been evaporated. I don't know if you know it. You're living in a one-party system. You are living in the equivalent of an oligarchy. It is a three-shell Monty with a pea under one shell. And you'll never find where that pea is. Because fundamentally, it's a game. The two parties are identical. They're interchangeable. I woke up this morning and I saw that one of McCain's chief advisors is a lifetime liberal Democrat. And he's quitting because he doesn't want to run a campaign against Obama, who's going to be the winner. And I say to myself, holy God, I'm so right, it's frightening. I'm so right, it's painful. I'm so right ahead of everybody in the media that it's, frankly, exhausting. I warned you, I told you, I begged you to listen to me. I told you that McCain's actions indicated he was being set up by a Judas from within. I told you that came out today. I am a national treasure. I am a national treasure. I am a national treasure, and all of you should understand that. And when a voice like mine goes from the air, tell me what's going to be left. Rush Limbaugh? Rush Limbaugh is going to be left because he wants to get along with both parties so he can be in the power structure. And they told him from the top down, don't criticize Kennedy. So who are you going to turn to after Michael Savage is gone? Who are you going to kick around, as Nixon once said? Who's going to be left? Tell me who's going to be left on a national level. In the top five in talk radio, who's going to be left? Tell me who's going to tell you what's going on. Who? In the top five now. There are plenty of people on local radio who will do it. I think unless they're being threatened, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe some people are threatening the local host now to say something about Ted Kennedy's real legacy. Legacy, legacy, legacy.
Savage.
All right, so we're lightening it up. This is what America is going to become. Nation of just mellow people. You have to be mellow, or the denim girls are liable to arrest you, the girls in denim. What? You don't believe in global warming? Step this way to the re-education camp. What? You don't believe Ted Kennedy was a great humanitarian? Step this way to the re-education camp. What? You don't believe Obama's qualified to be a dog catcher? Step this way to the re-education camp. So I'm going to Hawaii, I think, on Saturday. I'm leaving town for a few days. Finally, after 5,000 family emails. Go, don't go, what time to go, where to go, when to go, and not to go. And I will collect plants along the strand. My old friends in the Euphorbiaceae, the Rubiaceae, the Hernandiaceae, the Cumbrataceae, the Malvaceae, the Pandanaceae, the Apocynaceae. The Rizzo for ACA, the Fabaceae. I love saying Latin words. I haven't done it in so long. I used to live in botanical Latin. Now I become a political animal, and I don't even remember these words, but they come back to me. All the most beautiful things on earth, the plants, the animals. And I just may just collect plants, not for any reason other than to look at them. Scaevola. I remember Scaevola. I remember I took a course in ecology once in Hawaii. And I was young and lazy. And the professor made us mark off 3 feet in each direction in a little woodland. 3 feet, 3 feet, 3 feet, 3 feet with sticks. And he said, I want you to name every plant inside that 3 foot square, which is, of course, 9 square feet. Most of us got lazy and tired after about 10, 15, 20 minutes of it. But you know something? He really taught us to be very focused on what we're doing and to look very carefully. And, of course, I bring my scientific training to politics, which is why I'm different. I look at the details. just as when I collected plants, I had to know what the flower was of the plant. In order to identify a plant properly, you really have to see its flower. This is an interesting analogy. I collected plants for many years. You may not know this, in the rain areas, Fiji, Tonga, Samoa, the Marquesas, some of the most remote islands in the Pacific. I collected plants looking for medicinal cures. The point I'm making is that when you collect plants, you don't just collect a plant. You got to look for the plant while it is in flower, which is a little difficult because obviously they only go into flower in certain seasons. So you have to go back and back and back. Otherwise, it's almost impossible in most cases to identify some of the rare plants. So you've got to look for it when it's in flower. The analogy here with Kennedy is that the man at this time is the equivalent of a flowering plant. Everyone is focusing on him. And his flowers are what I am pointing out. His flowers, if you want to call them that, were all containing toxins. His flowers were toxic flowers. He voted yes on affirmative action. He voted yes to allow illegal aliens to participate in Social Security. He voted yes to allow homosexuality as a definition of hate crimes. He voted yes on homosexual marriage. He voted yes on flag burning. I mean, do you want me to go down the list? Kennedy's flowers contain a toxin. Every one of the flowers contain a toxin for America and America's families, in my humble opinion. So now I'm going from the political to the botanical, from the botanical to the political. And most of you may not even like what I'm doing. It's not that I'm so wonderful or so great or so smart, but, you know, I'm trying to tell you something here. In order to know what's going on, you have to be very focused and you have to look very carefully. Otherwise, you wind up a blowhard with golf clubs or a hammer in your hand. And you know what? If I had a hammer, I wouldn't be in radio. Play If I Had a Hammer. That would have been a good cue. It's not loaded in. I come up with stuff at the moment. I can't blame the poor guy.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning.
Yeah, this song goes out to Wallbanger.
Hammer in the evening, all over this land.
Wallbanger and Radio Chick.
I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters.
Keep it going, though. It's very, very campy. This is a campy version. My God. Just imagine where this was recorded, what was going on in there. Yeehaw. Very talented, whoever it is. All right, great. They got the joke. It's over already. Okay, so I made my point already. Fabaceae, Cassathaceae. Fabaceae, Babepae, these are the families of plants. You ever been on a beach and looked at morning glories? Remember in the hippie days, people thought they'd get high on some of these plants. That's why they looked at them. Idiots. All they were looking for was a seed they could put in their mouth to get the equivalent of a free LSD trip. What they didn't understand is that most medicines are also poisons. Did you know that? That the difference between a medicine and a poison is a matter of dosage? You understand what I just said to you? The difference between a medicine and a poison is only a matter of dosage in every case. Aspirin, a great medicine, take too many, you can die, right? Same thing with all medicines. You take too much of it and you can die, certainly get very sick and or die. So the difference between a medicine and a poison is a matter of dosage and degree. Same with politics. See, you see the analogy here? Same with politics. Not all politicians are equal. Not all politics are equal. Not all positions are equal for the safety of and the health of a nation. Some bills that are passed are toxic, to use the botanical analogy a little further. You get it? Now, what I'm praying does not happen. If they give, God forbid, this man goes to his reward, and I pray to God he's around until the age of Moses, which is a long time, but God forbid he should pass away. I pray to God we don't get a state funeral. I don't think I'll leave the country for that one. I cannot imagine what it would be like to live through this, the propaganda. The propaganda of it. Kennedy has damaged the heart and soul of this country unlike any other politician in history. I stand by those words. I read you the legacy. It's on michaelsavage.com. Every one of the things he did, I detest every one of his bills. Now, why do I say I detest every one of his bills? Because I'm not in favor of flag burning. I'm not in favor of homosexual marriage. I'm not in favor of hate crimes. I'm not in favor of affirmative action. I'm not in favor of illegal aliens participating in Social Security. I'm not in favor of so many other things that he's done. Do you know that he voted no on declaring English the official language of the United States government in June of 2007? Did you know that? Did you know he voted against the partial birth abortion ban, which is he voted in favor of infanticide? He voted along with the most morally degenerate group in this country, the baby killers. Kennedy is only one of five who have publicly announced support for homosexual marriage in the Senate. The rest know that most of the nation is opposed to it. So what do you want me to do? How about gun control, you gun owners? Ted Kennedy has been a staunch supporter of grabbing guns. In 06, he was one of the 16 senators who voted against the Vitter Amendment, which prohibited the confiscation of legally possessed firearms during a disaster. So he would like to have you lose your weapons during a Katrina-like event. Ted Kennedy has opposed additional Alaska oil drilling. However, he opposes the Cape wind turbine project. Excuse me, I think he supports the Cape. Does he support or oppose the Cape wind turbine project, which would occur near his home? I'm not sure where he stands on that. He was against it. Okay, so he's against hot air driving wind turbines, and he's against drilling for oil. Look, my friends, the legacy is what we are talking about, not the man. You get it? Phone number, 1-800-449-8255. Website, michaelsavage.com. Whatever you want to talk about. I want some music, then I'll take a call right now. I can't go to a call from this to a call. Play Bird Crying for a minute while I look for something to talk about, just for a second.
Ted, my dear friend, I love you.
This is
and
unbelievable.
I miss you.
Right, listen carefully. All right, that's enough. That's enough. Take him away. Do you remember the movie 2001? Kubrick's great movie, you know, like a long time ago. Okay, in 2001, it was about a supercomputer in the spacecraft named HAL, HAL 2000, that runs the thing, and the computer becomes so conscious that it turns on the astronauts and tries to kill them. Remember? And then the actor played by Cara Delia, I think, gets into the hard drive of the computer that's trying to kill the astronauts. And he starts pulling wires toward the end of the... I got chills up my spine. I remember seeing that when I first saw it, how unbelievably advanced it was. So the actor astronaut goes into the hard drive he catches the computer trying to kill all the astronauts by locking them outside the space capsule, God knows what else. And as he's pulling out the wires, so to speak, or the digital circuitry, rather, from the computer, HAL 2000 starts to break down. And he starts to speak to the astronaut, sort of like this, Dave, what are you doing, Dave? Dave, please reconsider, Dave. Dave, won't you reconsider? Dave, I'm sure we can work this out. Dave, please stop, Dave. Stop, Dave. Dave, please stop. Daisy, Daisy. And he starts to sing. Like a little child in its infancy, going back to when the computer was allegedly programmed, with that a program from infancy through adulthood. It was one of the most brilliant cinema experiences I've ever had. Robert Byrd is the equivalent of the HAL 2000 computer breaking down. He's back in his infancy. I am telling you, I can medically diagnose this over the airwaves. This man is sad. And for you not to see that, and for you to support him just because he's a liberal who votes on all these liberal things is really sickening. Now, having put this in context, which I think is very, very important, I want you to play the Robert Byrd crying on the floor of the Senate piece. And you listen now, and you're going to listen to him falling back into infancy because his mind is gone. Listen.
Ted, my dear friend, I love you, and I miss you, and Irma, my darling wife, Irma.
All right. So you see, I mean, it's sad. I'm not mocking the guy. Take him off the Senate floor. Surgeon slips, cuts a nerve, out of surgery. Lawyer commits malpractice, eventually they throw him out of law. Talk show host makes a mistake, he's out of this. Restaurant serves bad food, enough times they close the restaurant. If a senator is senile, I'm asking you, what is it going to take to remove a senile senator? Tell me, what is it going to take to remove a senile senator? There are no laws in place. Do you understand that? We are living in the last days of our republic when a man who is obviously demented in the sense of dementia is permitted to enact public policy. Don't you understand this? Or am I talking to myself? Houston, Texas. Terry, go ahead. Please, you're on the Savage Nation.
Well, Michael, it's an honor to talk to you, but I want to disagree with something you just said, that you said you would stand on these words, that Ted Kennedy has been the worst politician in this country's history. Ted Kennedy is terrible, and the social liberal legislation that he's tried to get passed is terrible, and I agree with you. But the single greatest, worst politician in American history is George W. Bush, without a doubt. He is bankrupting this country on a war that has
You
no
may
end.
Be right. You actually may be right. But you see, the issue is not Bush today. The issue is Kennedy, for obvious reasons. And so we're focusing on Kennedy's legacy, on Kennedy's legacy. I agree with you that if you analyze what Bush has actually done to this country, it's beyond comprehension.
We'll hit $135 a barrel today. How long can this go on, Michael? I think we're headed.
As long as he can get away with the con. As long as he can get away with the con. He's conning America. He's an oil president. The liberals are 100% right about that. It's an oil administration. The libs were 100% right about that. The problem is, why are the Democrats doing nothing? Now, there's your question. Why are they doing nothing?
They're getting pieces of the contracts as well, as you've pointed
Thank
out.
Thank you. Thank you. That's correct. The Pelosi crowd said everything under the sun to wrestle their way into power. And when they got to power, they backed off because now they're dipping their beak, so to speak, in the same well.
Listen to your show religiously every day because you are not. You are not the blowhard, you're not the golfer, you're not the leprechaun. You can see all sides of an issue, and that's why you're brilliant. But what worries me is...
Look, it doesn't take brilliance to be honest. What it takes is honesty to be honest. That's a little different. I mean, there are many more brilliant people than me in the world. Trust me on that one. But, you know, if you've been trained as I have in other fields and came to this field rather late in life and I was successful in my other endeavors, you apply reasonable intelligence to the political world. It's quite easy to analyze.
What can we do, Michael? That's my question. What can we do?
Oh, boy. Now you're asking me a question for which there's almost no answer. I have to be positive. I realize that. I have a leadership role to play. We stopped the Dubai ports deal, did we not?
Yep.
We stopped the appointment of Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court before that by blistering Bush, the White House, with letters because she was a total incompetent nincompoop. We stopped the amnesty for illegal aliens, along with other talk show hosts who joined us. We've done a lot. We've done a great deal. Thank you for the call. Hey, can you guys dig up the 2001 Space Odyssey piece where the computer breaks down? I really, you're trying to find, it's hard to find this stuff. I come up with it at the last minute. Oh, my God. Do you have Tiny Tim tiptoe through the tulips? Maybe that would make the liberals happy today if we played Tiny Tim singing tiptoe through the tulips. Maybe that would please them. Yeah, no. I know. I don't mean the second. You can't read my mind. If you could, if I had the choice, you could just hit a button. I played Tiny Tim, tiptoe through the tulip, whatever. I mean, enough is enough here. I know what's coming. I know just what's coming. I know what's coming. Obama. It's Obama, fool. It was planted a long time ago. They picked a dunce like McCain, who couldn't get out of the starting gate while he was a senator. The guy was a compromised Willie Loman. Now, all of a sudden, we had a candidate. That wasn't a great guy, but he was a fine choice for the Republican presidency, which is why they shafted him. His name, if you remember, was what? From Massachusetts, Governor Romney. Tall, movie star, good looks, intelligent, made his own fortune, articulate. Why did Romney get shafted by the Republican Party? Answer, because they did not want to win. The way the game works is one party runs it for 8 years, then the next party says, we're going to straighten this mess out, give it to us, we give it to them, they run it for 8 years into the ground, the other party says, see, we told you so, then they get it for 8 years. So the Republicans want to lose, don't you understand? So they picked Willie Loman to lose for them. I'll be right back.
My dear friend, I love you, and I miss you.
Look, Dave, I can see you're really upset about this. I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly take a stress pill and think things over.
Daisy. Daisy. Give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy. All for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a marriage. But you look sweet. Oh, oh, sweet. Oh, 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 sweet.
Bravo. Bravo, 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 bravo. I mean, my crew is fantastic. They pulled it up for me. They know I'm a spontaneous person. I pull from all of my life experiences in virtually every show, and they can pull together the sound for me at a moment's notice. You got to understand that radio like this is very rare. It always has been rare, but today it's even more rare than it's ever been. It's not programmed. It's not planned, but I'm making a point. It's sure it's entertaining, and that's even better yet. I hope I do entertain thee. I do hope I entertain thee, but I'm trying to make a bigger point. Robert Byrd is like that HAL 2000 computer. Now, how can we have a country where we have at least one, if not more, senators like him? How many of our senators are on Prozac or medication that is affecting their judgment? Well, we don't know. We have no right to know, do we? We're just the dummies. We're just the sheep. Now, when you hear a guy like Byrd breaking down like this with that kind of weakness, you know Bin Laden in that cave in Waziristan or wherever he may be. You know they slit a goat's throat. You know they drank coffee or whatever they drank to the future of their world. You know that they know this ship is going down, baby. They know that with weakness like this, with senility like this, with degeneracy like this, it will not be long. That sheep is gone.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Would be willing to meet with Iranian leaders if we had done sufficient preparation for that meeting. Whether Ahmadinejad is the right person to meet with right now, we don't even know how much power he's got.
Tiny Tim for president. Tiny Tim for president. What a country. From George Washington to Tiny Tim in one generation. All right. Well, the last hour I spent on the real Kennedy legacy, and I'm not going to repeat myself. It's pretty abysmal. It's horrendous. And I went through every point of every one of his major bills, and everything he did was bad for this country's borders, language, and culture. And the point is that America's focused on Ted Kennedy because of the tragedy of his illness right now. If you want to call it tragedy, it's not really the correct word. You can call it anything, but a tragedy illness is not necessarily a tragedy, but it's illness and it's sadness. And no one wishes ill upon anyone in a civilized society. But we are focusing on his legacy, not the man, per se. We're not focusing on his tumor. We're focusing on the tumors that he's left in our body politic. And believe me, he has left numerous tumors in the body politic. I have illuminated most of them. What do you say about a man who votes against the partial birth abortion ban? He's in favor of late-term abortion, so he's voted in favor of infanticide. What do you say about a man who was only one of five senators who has publicly announced support for homosexual marriage? What do you say about a man who has voted in favor of affirmative action? What do you say about a man who has opposed the constitutional ban on flag burning? What do you say about a man who in 1965 pushed an amnesty reform bill for illegal immigrants and lied to America and said that it will not change the demographics of America? What you say is he has destroyed the body politic of this country. And yet, there's nothing but praise for Ted Kennedy. From left to right, if you want to call it right, fawning over this man, the lackeys in the media, in the Soros-controlled news media. And they're attacking Michael Savage for daring to disclose the truth about Ted Kennedy. You know, you'd expect more from Rush Limbaugh. I wouldn't expect more from the wall banger. He does what they tell him to do it, I'm pretty sure, at the Fox News Network. But Limbaugh's an intelligent man. Limbaugh is allegedly a supporter of the Bush, you know, dynasty. You would think he would certainly stand up to the Kennedy debacle. And yet Limbaugh, I was told, wouldn't even take a call about Kennedy today. I think it's frightening. We're moving into a time in talk radio where everyone is part of the same government media complex. And that's why it's worth talking about. And that's why we're going to play Tiny Tim right now as I catch my breath. Just play it again, Sam.
With me,
a castrato, a castrato. So, okay, you know, I could see a time after, if Obama's president for, let's say, 8 years, that we put a castrato in the White House. If we still have a nation, we would have putatively still have sort of a semblance of a nation, and they could put a transvestite castrato into the White House and tell us that it's a reflection of the new times, the new tolerance, the new America, where there's a castrato running the nation. It's happened to other nations. Why not? Why not? Nations have been run by prostitutes and thieves and murderers. Why not a castrato? You know, we're close. We're close. We're on the ascent, baby. We're on the ascent. You know, the meteor is falling. 1-800-44... What is it? I don't know. 800-449-8255. There are other stories here on the Savage Show website, michaelsavage.com. Let me look at them, okay? You're not interested in the real Kennedy legacy. Oh, and by the way, oh, yes, one other thing. Please don't forget Chappaquiddick. And remember, there was a dead girl, and her name was Mary Jo Kopechne. WOR, New York. John, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, what about Mary Jo? What about Mary Jo? What about all the sexual harassment? What about driving drunk? I mean, you're saying he's a problem in the Senate. He's dangerous outside the Senate. That's where he's doing all his damage.
John, let me ask you something. Again, I have to ask you. You're very hot about this, as I am, because Kennedy is not a good man. Kennedy was not a good man. He was one of the worst politicians in American history, as far as I am concerned. We live in a system where you're allowed to criticize leaders. Have you heard any or much criticism or any criticism of Kennedy today in the media?
No, nothing. It's like he invented peanut butter. I mean, the guy did no wrong. It's like Willy Wonka or something.
All right, so you're listening to me in New York City on WOR. There's another talk station in town. Has anyone on that station, and you're flipping the dial, dared to say one word about Kennedy?
No, they haven't brought it up.
Do you listen to Limbaugh, the wall banger, and the leprechaun at all?
You know, it's like, yeah.
And did Limbaugh say anything about it?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Why? I'm asking you why Limbaugh, the wall banger, and the leprechaun wouldn't.
Well, you know, it's in vogue to go with the flow, you know? I mean, people forgot about it, you know? I mean, I don't know why those young girls that he sexually harasses, I don't know why they don't come out of the closet.
All right, thank you very much. Let's go to another caller, Gene in New York City. Go ahead, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael. Okay, I just want to tell you real quickly, I'm not against you in general, but tonight I'm really very upset with you. I think this is wrong. The timing is really bad. I agree with you about Kennedy, about his immigration policies, everything. That I agree with you, not Kennedy. But the seriously speaking, I really hope you listen to this. I think it's very insensitive right now to do this, and the reason I'm saying this is because I agree with the media is doing is politically correct. We agree with that. But it's a, he's got a really non, you can't operate on this brain tumor. And I've been there with my somebody in my family. Please take this seriously. You don't talk about
Gene, you're getting too emotional. This is not about Kennedy. This is about Kennedy's policies. And the reason I am focusing on Kennedy's policies is because the whole country is being focused on Ted Kennedy as though he is George Washington or Thomas Jefferson or Abraham Lincoln. He is not Washington, Lincoln, or Jefferson.
Agreed.
He has been a far left radical senator for a very long time. I think he has done disastrous things to this country politically. And since the country is focused on him, we are focusing on his policies, not upon his tragic medical condition. And I hope you can separate the two, Gene.
Look, can you listen 1 minute? Can you just?
No, I can't. You made your point, and I made mine. You know, I got to tell you something. You got to watch out for emotions. They're very dangerous because they can mislead you into going along with, oh, well, we can't say anything right now. I listened to a local talk show last night in the car on the way home after my show. A woman calls up. Almost hysterical to a local guy who does mainly a restaurant and cooking show and pretends to be political. But he's mainly interested in food and, you know, and then he fakes the politics. So she calls him up and says, oh. She said, I'm so confused. I would vote. I want to vote for a black and a woman. I am so distressed that I can't vote for a woman and a black. I would vote for both Obama and Hillary, and I'm Jewish, she says. And as a Jew, I am so heartbroken that I can't vote for a black and a woman at the same time. I said to myself, oh, Lord, was I right when I said liberalism is a mental disorder. This country cannot survive. Instead of saying, lady, you're a pathetic wretch to not see beyond your own limitations, your own racial limitations, your own sexual limitations, to see the bigger picture. You mean just because a person's a woman that makes her a qualified candidate? Or because a person is of mixed genetic heritage that makes him a better choice than a white man of European heritage? Oh, Lordy, I said to myself, are we in trouble? I'll be right back.
Savage.
Tried to come together and deal with something that is of central concern to our country and to the country's future. And I'm very personally appreciative and grateful to each and every one of them for all that the time that they've taken, the efforts they've taken, and their willingness to try and find some common ground on this extremely important issue.
That is illegal immigration. He tried to pass the McCain-Kennedy Amnesty Act. Now, this is not the first time he almost broke the country in two. Ted Kennedy was a strong supporter of the 1965 Hart-Celler Act, signed into law by President LBJ, which dramatically changed U.S. immigration policy. This legislation replaced the Immigration Act of 1924, which favored immigrants from Northern and Western Europe. Proponents of the 1965 bill argued that immigration laws and quotas were discriminatory, and that American immigration policy should accept people not on the basis of their nationality. So instead of inviting people in from Europe, he started inviting in people from everywhere else on Earth in order to change the demographics of America. To some extent, that is something you may agree with. Others would disagree with you. Let us look at the Houston Chronicle today. Illegal alien who killed a Houston police officer has escaped the death penalty, shot the black officer dead in his car with a hidden gun, and two rotten lawyers that I'd like to keelhaul underneath a cruise ship going at full speed in the Arctic are seen on my website holding them as though they're holding a prize child. Take a look at the two liberal lawyers loving the sympathetic love that they have for this killer, saying that this killer's life still has value. There's one of the legacies of the Immigration Reform Act of 1965. Ted Kennedy has been a staunch supporter of gun control initiatives. Ted Kennedy is one of only five senators who have publicly announced support for same-sex marriage. He voted in favor of infanticide. Go on, look, I've done it already. I don't want to repeat myself all day long. We put it up for you on michaelsavage.com on the top right. The website is so active right now that we're having to provide original material, which I just did. The Real Ted Kennedy and The Real Kennedy Record. Go look at it. Take it. Print it. Enjoy it. Do what you want with it. But don't tell me there's no track record for Ted Kennedy. And don't tell me that I have to sit here and worship the guy's politics. I won't do it. Do I want harm to befall him? No. Do I wish he not suffer? Yes. I'm a humane man. Do I hope a miracle cure is found and that his brain tumor is cured? Yes. Do I hope he lives to the age of Moses? Yes. Now let's look at Ted Kennedy's legacy. Don't tell me I can't do this. WOR, New York, Ken, go ahead, please.
Yeah, Michael, first off, I want to commend you for standing up for what is right in this country. And if there's anything needed in shock and awe, it's shock and awe that we should shock the people in this country, the liberals in this country, and
the liberals. How about Rush Limbaugh, who won't even talk about Ted Kennedy's legacy? What liberals? They're all liberals today, Ken.
Yeah, I know.
It's everybody's gone along with the party line. They've all moved in lockstep in the same direction.
Need some real.
Thanks for the call. That's all. Now, I believe in freedom of speech. I won the Freedom of Speech Award last year at the Talkers Magazine conference. I am in the battle for my life on freedom of speech against a Muslim, I would think a dangerous Muslim front group. Not all Muslims are dangerous. This one is. They have tried to destroy me in radio. As you well know, it has cost me about $250,000 thus far to get to this stage in my battle. I have a long road ahead of me. I don't talk about it because I'm waiting for the judge's ruling. She has not yet ruled. The first step has not even been seen yet. Michael Savage Legal Fund is on michaelsavage.com. So don't think the case has gone away because I don't talk about it. I just don't want to beat it to death. I want to wait for the right time to tell you about it. And at the right time, I will email those of you who have contributed money. I will send out an email with all the updates. Nothing is happening. I'm waiting. But I'm in the free speech business. And I want to remind you of something else. Freedom of speech is guaranteed to us by the First Amendment. The First Amendment says that unpopular speech shall be protected. Popular speech does not need protection. Popular, polite speech does not need protection in China or in Syria or in Iran. In other words, if they get up and say Ahmadinejad is a wonderful leader, all of the mullahs are advanced, superior beings. They don't need to be protected for that. But if they get up and said that all the mullahs are throwback degenerate animals with dirty beards trying to drag women back to the 15th century, or Ahmadinejad is a psychopathic man with an inferiority complex who wears platform shoes and he's going to destroy Iran, they would be executed. They don't have freedom of speech. We do. You get it? You better protect it, and you better fight for it. I am frankly chilled to my core that at a time like this, when the most radical leftist senator in American history, Ted Kennedy, is in the news. He's in the news, day and night in the news. And it's nothing but laurels for the man. You'd expect this from the Soros-dominated Air America left wing. You'd expect it. That's what they want. They want this country to move in that direction. I understand where they're coming from. But would you expect somebody on the other side of the aisle to say, let's stop the accolades, please, for a moment. Let's talk about the real legacy of Ted Kennedy. What in the world is wrong with you that you don't understand what I'm saying to you? I am not attacking the man. I am illuminating his policies. There's a huge difference. Well, if you don't want me to do it, I'll move on. Play Tiny Tim. That's all. I'll play. That's what I'll do. Play Tiny Tim, and I'll start speaking in Hawaiian if you want. I'll just speak in Hawaiian. Mahina, Mahina, ai. Mahui, Mahui. Or would you like me to talk about the Ma'ai of the day? Or would you like me to talk about the Meli Mai of the day? I have to be very careful in what I do. I must not say anything evil about anything to do with the Ma'ai. I could talk about bananas, though, which is related in Hawaiian. Ma'ai-a. Through the tulips. See, this show is like counter-programming state propaganda. Make believe. Turn it off already. Make believe you're living in the Soviet Union because you're very close to it. And the official government media puts out crocodile tears for Ted Kennedy. And everyone in the media falls in line. And there's one underground radio show that puts out Tiny Tim songs, punk rock. And that's the truth. That's it.
Savage.
Is it appropriate to criticize Savage for criticizing the liberal legacy of Ted Kennedy? Is it appropriate to call for an incoherent, doddering Senator Robert Byrd to be removed from the Senate? Are you surprised to learn that Michael Savage was 100% right when we learned today that McCain's campaign has been run by a lifetime Democrat who resigned? It's amazing to me how right I was. How many months have I been telling you that I smell a rat? McCain's being advised by a Judas from within, if not many Judases, by what he's been doing. And McCain's top advisor is a Democrat who's leaving him, saying he doesn't want to run against Obama. It's amazing to me. Listen, I can read the tea leaves for you, which is why I have such a large audience. I mean, I wouldn't have an audience if I wasn't right most of the time, or if I didn't resonate with so many millions of Americans. And remember that. Don't make any mistake about it. You may say anything you want about me, but just you got to understand something. My average quarter hour is a close to 300,000 people. I don't know what it is. Actually, I got to go get it. I don't know the exact number. I think it's 300,000 AQH. I can't be sure. So when Obama gets a rally of 75,000 people, as he did it in Oregon allegedly the other day, multiplied by four, and that's who listens to the Savage Nation every 15 minutes on a rotating basis. That means every 15 minutes there's a crowd of that size, four times that size, sticking their nose into the tent, the great revival tent of the Savage Nation. I wouldn't survive if I was wrong about everything. I wouldn't survive if I was simply an entertainer. I wouldn't survive if I was simply a buffoon. I wouldn't survive if you were just listening to me because you like my voice. Don't you understand that there are millions of Americans who are desperate for the truth? And what better example do I have for you than today when we have Ted Kennedy in the news and suddenly now, no one is permitted to even analyze his real track record. And it's amazing to me, the silence. It reminds me in many ways of a marriage where the mother and father fought for 45 years. They hated each other. Hated, visceral hatred that only old-time marriages were capable of. I don't think modern marriages have that much hatred. I think the young people are far smarter. I think they've evolved way beyond that kind of hatred from the past generation. I mean that. A lot of young people break up. They don't have the hate that I see from the past. They're probably smarter and emotionally more advanced. You got a couple like that from the last generation, 40 years slogging together, hating every minute with each other, blah, blah, blah. Then all of a sudden, one dies. Immediately, he becomes a saint. That's all you heard. The next second, my husband, what a wonderful man. I heard it. I heard all of this. She hated him his whole life, despised him, put him down. The minute he died, she put him up on a pedestal. So maybe I'm, you know, too harsh here and too much of a cynic, I don't know, but I see things in a certain way. I see things exactly the way they should be seen, in my opinion, but I realize I'm out of step with America. I admit that. America's become like Tiny Tim, like a doddering Tiny Tim with a little banjo, not even a guitar, not even a slacky guitar. So what do you want from me? I am a product of my generation, and I see things as they are, not as the politically correct Soros machine would have you believe they are. I know, as sure as I'm sitting here, that the guys in the caves of Waziristan, our enemies, who are dying to overthrow this country, they get their news probably by satellite. They can probably pick up television news somewhere or have it taped and brought to them in a cave and run on an electric generator. I can guarantee you, if they wanted to entertain Osama bin Laden in a cave in Waziristan or wherever he may be, they'd bring a tape of Robert Byrd bumbling like a broken a computer, like a little boy, like an infant on the floor of the Senate crying and saying to each other, I guarantee you they cut a lamb's throat in that cave. And they just had a look at each other and they say, we're not too far. We're not too far. It may not be in our lifetime, but it will be soon. It will be soon. I mean, that's the film script. That's the film script. What more do you need from me? You want me to give you another reality? You show me one hard man willing to stand up anymore. Bush, to his credit, is the last one. And look what happened to him. I'm a critic of George Bush's policies on immigration, his fiscal policies. But as far as his war on terror, he's only been too soft, as far as I'm concerned, not too harsh. And look what happened to Bush for being even too soft on terror. They don't even like him that he even fought the war on terror. The only president who had the guts to stand up to the real reality of our time and who actually sees the Holocaust that is waiting right outside the gates of this nation, the true Holocaust of radical Islam. And make no mistake about it, radical Islam is waiting to commit a gigantic genocide in this country if they had the chance. Make no mistake about it. They mean you harm. They mean you harm. So Bush understands that, but he has to go tepidly, 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 tepidly. And even going tepidly, he got ripped to shreds. So I can just imagine what will happen when this fraud, Obama, this Alfred E. Newman, suddenly becomes president. That's all. That's all. KNEW, San Francisco. Don, welcome to the Savage Nation. Topic, please.
I just want to thank you for opening my mind. I appreciate your viewpoints. I've learned so much from listening to you, and I want to thank you for speaking the truth about the Kennedy legacy. I just wish that...
Yes, the Kennedy legacy, that's correct. We are not talking about the man. We are not wishing him harm. We are talking about his political legacy, because right now the country is focused on Ted Kennedy. It is an appropriate time to discuss his political legacy.
Yes, and I wish you would take the stand like his brother Bobby had. Bobby stood up to the Teamsters, the only Democrat I ever saw stand up to the labor union, and I wish Teddy could have done half of what Bobby did in that regard.
Well, I have a mixed feeling about what you just said, because I've met truck drivers who told me what life was like before the unionization of truck drivers, what a horrible life they had. And yes, there was corruption in the AFL-CIO Teamsters Union. And yes, there was massive corruption. But on the other hand, the truck drivers came out much better off as a result of it, according to truck drivers I've spoken with, who knew what it was like to drive a truck without any union representation.
Okay, well, I will.
So, you know, I mean, I got to say that, so you think I'm going to come across with a statement right off the board that you don't know where I'm going to come from. That's my statement. That's my statement. 1-800-449-8255. Phone number michaelsavage.com. Now has the real Kennedy record and the real Ted Kennedy. If you will, go to my website, download it, and print it. I didn't make it up. It's from his own website. Some of the bills that are in there, and on some other websites that have it printed. That's all. That's all. Just take a look at it, and you'll see what I'm talking about. The guy's legacy. We wouldn't hold back if it was a conservative who had brain cancer. You think that the left wing would say, well, let's not look at that conservative's legacy? Look, well, of course they would. It's not the same thing as going overboard and starting to rip the man and wish him ill. I never did that. I never did it. There's been too much illness in my family and too much tragedy in my family. And as a result, I've been cauterized to human misery. And I understand compassion. I know what it is to suffer, and I know what it's like to be in pain. I know what it's like to have the things not given to you, and consequently, I don't easily fall into that trap. So there it is. Now let's move on. Yakima, Washington. Jeff, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael. Good afternoon. I don't know why I keep listening to you, but you do have some good points, because you're very, very annoying and very, very irritating sometimes. But my point is that I want to make this afternoon. I'm so sick and tired for the last hour of you hearing bashing Senator Ted Kennedy. He has done good.
Hold on. You know, you are really an ignoramus. I did not bash Senator Ted Kennedy. I exposed his bills. Didn't you hear there's a difference?
The point is that I'm trying to make is he has done some positive for this country. He has put into play, you know, stuff for Special Olympics, helping special ed needy children in the
school. Hold on. Let's stop for a minute. Special Olympics. Has anyone opposed it? Would anybody oppose helping crippled children or children who were not born 100%? Would anybody oppose that? Who's opposed it? Are you there? Gone. See, I know liberals from the beginning to the end. He makes it sound like Ted Kennedy was the only senator who wanted to help children who needed special help. I don't know anyone who opposed that bill. Who would oppose that? So there's an example again. And the minute you catch a liberal, they disappear, they hang up. They can't argue. They can't and they won't argue. You can call me irritating all you want. Just remember that I may produce a pearl of wisdom in your head, because it's only through the irritation of the oyster that a pearl is grown. So keep on listening. In fact, the more I irritate you, the more likely it is that a pearl of wisdom will grow inside your brain. Sig in Las Vegas. Go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, well, I'm here. I want to tell you 2 points. Number one, you are absolutely correct. I've thought it for years. We have a false sense of, quote, decency. You can take the most scurrilous character, and just by the mere act of getting gravely ill or they pass on, we transform them somehow, some way, into some white-robed, noble creature. This is not being decent, by the way. This is being stupid. We can only take with us what we were on Earth. I have one other point that may or may not...
Hey, well, hold on. Hold. You don't have to rush. You're a wise woman, and you understand what I'm trying to achieve today.
I've thought the same thing for years, and that people may think that's cold. No, it is not. There's nothing more grievous than applying sainthood and nobility to a person that did nothing but screw up other people's lives. My second point may or may not be applicable, Mike, but when I heard the news yesterday morning, there was a book, you may be familiar with it, 4 or 5 years ago, Dr. Scriber. He was a psychologist. And then he became a neurologist, neurosurgeon, and guess what he discovered in his in those joint occupations? People who held a deeply seated sense of guilt, no matter how jovial they were on the outside, no matter how happy-go-lucky, that this deep-rooted sense of guilt started eating away at some organ or other of the body. It's a very interesting book, and this morning that did jolt my mind. I do not know if it's...
Well, let's not go there. I mean, you know, we're not going to do a medical diagnosis on the show and say it's all related to guilt. I wouldn't agree with that at all. I know enough about illness to know that we don't know much about most illnesses. We don't know much about illnesses at all. In fact, there's a certain element. Let me put it another way. I remember when I was in graduate school, before I got my doctorate, one of my professors, all of them were MDs, by the way, one of them said to me, when I was adamant that heart disease was related to, at the time, because my father died young, my grandfather died young, I was always searching for how to, you know, prevent my own death and then maybe help others. What was it? What was it? What was it? Was it the smoking? Was it the diet? He said, well, it's all related. He said, but there's another element in all disease that's unknown. It's the mysterious faction, the mysterious factor. And he said, we have opened up, he said, I've done autopsies where I've opened up bodies and I've seen perfectly clear arteries in people who've died of heart attacks. You follow me, sis?
Yes. Sig?
So yes. There are always elements of mystery in illness, and that, on the other side, the positive side of that is that's where prayer can come in. In other words, how do you explain, and many doctors have explained, that patients have gotten better who have believed in faith healing and in God. In their hospital, they couldn't believe it. And that's because there's another element in sickness and in health. In illness and in healing, you know what I mean? But I don't want to get into that whole area right now. But God, you're a brilliant woman. Thank you very much. I'll be right back.
Savage.
California, over Alice. California, all over Alice. California, over Alice.
Hey, California, over Alice. God forbid. God forbid, California, over Alice. One rotten, stinking judge. Should be keel-hauled. One rotten, stinking judge throws out the votes of millions of people in the state, and we don't live in a dictatorship? Who gave that bum the right to do this? Who gave this rat bum in a black robe the authority to throw away the votes of millions of people? Nobody. He took it. He took it because we take it. That's why. How could one judge do this to us? Why not? Who's going to stop him? Here I am criticizing Kennedy's policies, and already I'm being ripped to shreds by the Soros-run media. They've intimidated everybody in the media. Limblow didn't criticize Wallbanger, Leprechaun, Radio Chick. None of them. They wouldn't say a word about Kennedy's legacy. So don't blame me. I'm looking for a story that I'm dropping papers all over the radio studio here. I can't find the story. I don't know where it is. I forgot what I was looking for. Maybe I'll become like a bird brain. I think that's where the word bird brain may have come from. They just misspelled it all these years. It was not B-I-R-D because birds are actually smart. I think they're referring to Robert rather than Robbins. Chicago, Illinois. John, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I just want to call in about these liberals calling in and telling you to be sensitive to Ted Kennedy. They weren't sensitive when Ronald Reagan died.
Bingo. Right. I mean, I don't remember what they said. Do you remember any of it?
Oh, I remember that, he was mindless and just things toward his personal nature other than his policies.
Right. But you'll notice I have not said anything personal about Ted Kennedy. I didn't ridicule him. I didn't call him any names. I didn't mock him. I didn't wish him ill. I want to be very clear about it. I'm talking about his actual political voting record. Isn't that different than ripping somebody personally? I mean, I've done my share of personal stuff, but it's not appropriate at this time. What is appropriate is focusing on Kennedy's political legacy.
That is correct.
Okay, so that's all I'm doing. That's all. It's that simple. The leftist media in this country is praising him. Republicans are praising him. Liberals are praising him. So-called conservatives are praising him. And as I said to you, we can't forget that he opened the borders as early as 1965. He voted to destroy the flag, destroy traditional marriage. He has voted for late-term abortion, which is infanticide. There's so many things he has done that are so contrary to all of my belief system that if I were not to point them out, I would be a hypocrite. Don't you get it? What are you asking me to do here? Fall in line with the Limblows of the world? So I'll do what I have to do. You do what you have to do. And I know where the line is because I'm a decent man. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're not. That's all. Play Uber Alles for a minute. I was thinking of something. Maybe it'll trigger it again.
California,
the Uber Alles. It is the Savage Show, the Michael Savage Show. You know what the word freedom means? Do you have any idea what freedom means? Do you have any idea what we're talking about here? We're dancing around tyranny right now. We're dancing around tyranny because you're telling me I should be afraid to tell you anything about Kennedy's legacy. Don't you understand what liberty means? Don't you understand what libertad means? Libertad, 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 libertad. The Cubans died for it when Castro put them in the prisons and still does. The Cubans who wanted to speak freely had politically correct, if you want to call them that, people listening to every one of their conversations while they're playing dominoes. If one of the politically correct children of Cuba overhears them say one word against a bearded one, they wind up in a torture chamber, in a dungeon. And so, of course, the Cuban people fled Cuba who believed in freedom. I don't want to live in Cuba, and I'm not going to let George Soros and the perverts in these media outlets intimidate me. Libertad, 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 libertad. It has meaning. It means freedom. It means liberty. It's what your Constitution is about. Don't you people get it? Wake up, for God's sakes. Don't sit there frightened over everything. All day long, you sit there intimidated by your own fear, by your own thoughts. You're afraid of your own thoughts. And again, a guy like me who gets up there and says, wait a minute, now we're going to talk about Kennedy's legacy. I'm not ridiculing the man. I'm not wishing him harm. And you're telling me I have no right to do it because a Soros-backed group of sexual deviant fascists says I shouldn't do it. You want me to be a dummy? You want me to live in Cuba? I'm not going to do it. You go live in Cuba. You go let your country become Cuba under the one with the big ears there, whatever his name is. The fraud from Chicago. No one knows who the guy is. The anointed one. The Messiah. The Messiah. The Alfred E. Newman of the Democrat world. Mr. Big Ears. I'll criticize him all I want. I'll ridicule him physically any way I want. What, you don't want me to do that either? That's illegal also in the new Cuba America? Libertad. 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 I'm like Tony Montana inside that. I'm like Tony Montana underneath that freeway overpass. That's how I feel. That's how I feel, like Tony Montana underneath the freeway overpass. I am so fed up with the prison camp that all of you are living in. I'm so fed up with the media telling me what I can and cannot say.
Savage.
We'll be right back.
Warning, The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Second day of little punk music here on the Savage Nation. Only freedom left in the country, I guess, is that area. Even though it's 1979, they were ahead of their time. Little did I know, I was busy working on raising a family and earning a degree and holding down three jobs. I didn't have time for the tattoo crowd. All right, it's still confusing today. I'm not in the same mood, and neither is the audience. The fact is, I've given you the legacy of Ted Kennedy. No one else is doing it. We've gone into like an official Soviet state of official mourning for a great man, quote unquote. I'm not going there. That's all there is to it. You know, don't give me the king has no clothes. Here's a guy who the entire conservative movement detested his policies for 30, 40 years. Now, all of a sudden, they're all in lockstep with the Soros machine. It's unbelievable to me. It's inappropriate. That's totalitarianism of the mind. The real Kennedy record can be found on michaelsavage.com. Didn't make it up. It's the bills he worked for, the bills he worked against. Print it and look at it. And that's it. And by the way, when you're doing that, don't ever forget Chappaquiddick. And by the way, the dead girl's name was Mary Jo Kopechne. She had a name. The girl had a name. Don't forget it. The girl had a name. Here we have a congressman in New York named Fossella, a Republican, or actually a really good congressman, who got caught in an affair with another woman. He's married with children. He got caught in an affair and an illegitimate child, so to speak, if you want to call any child illegitimate these days. And as a result, he had to resign from his he's not going to run for his seat again in Staten Island. It's a real loss for the conservatives of New York, of whom there are very few. And yet we have a situation with the great Ted Kennedy where he swam away and let a girl drown in a car. And it's not even mentioned. You can't even mention it. Yeah, Vincent Fossella, the left, is going ballistic, attacking him every day, calling him every name under the sun. I won't even repeat the names there. They're slinging at Mr. Fossella. And here we have Kennedy lying there with a brain tumor. And as I say, I wish him well. I hope there's a cure found tomorrow so that I can continue to point out the fallacies of his liberalism. But there's no discussion of Mary Jo Kopechne, the girl who drowned in his car. There's no discussion of it. You would think that somebody in the media would say it, wouldn't you? Or is it illegitimate to discuss the truth? Well, it's not illegitimate as long as we're doing it, I suppose. There's his legacy. Here are some other headlines on michaelsavage.com that I have not gotten to that you should get to. McCain's top advisor is a Democrat who's leaving the McCain camp because he said he will not oppose Obama. Now, how long have I told you McCain is being his campaign was run by a Judas? At least 3 months when I started to smell a rat. Well, one of the rats is jumping ship, in my opinion. It's on my website. Next stop for Hillary is at the Supreme Court. God help us all. God help us all. If Obama would have promised Clinton the first court vacancy, I guess you could take the seat that Ruth Bader Ginsburg has contaminated for the last 35 years. That would be a perfect place for her to pick up where Ruth Bader Ginsburg leaves off. Burma says we'd rather let people die than allow USAID. There's your totalitarianism. Going down on my website, we have Obama's pastor's hate speech. That's the great Reverend Jeremiah Wright. You'll see that and listen for yourself. On the left on the website, the European Union to decide if terror suspects were mentally harmed, if they suffered psychiatric damage. Next one, illegal who killed a Houston police officer, who was black, by the way, escapes the death penalty. You got to go and look at that picture alone to see the faces of the liberal lawyers holding on to this illegal alien from Mexico who was once deported, came back and killed a black policeman in Houston. His widow broke down, by the way. The officer's wife broke down in court when he escaped the death penalty, this illegal alien from Mexico. You should see the lawyers holding on to him as though he is the Messiah. And you understand why I have such hatred for progressives. I have a visceral, dynamic hatred for progressives. I hate them. I hate what they want to do to me and to this country. These progressives are not progressives. They're regressives. They want to regress us into a totalitarian prison state of Cuba-like mentality. No freedom of speech, no freedom of the press. Members of the government listening in on all of your conversations and reporting you if you say anything against the government. So be careful. Be very careful because Obama is the progressive's dream. And we're going to have you know what to pay if that man should win, which is highly likely given that McCain is A, not knowing what he's doing, and B, being run by Judases who are liberals. On the right side of MichaelSavage.com, two rat judges overturned ban on infanticide in Virginia. Two rat judges in a federal court. Again, two demented dictators in black robes threw out a state ballot initiative that banned late-term abortion in Virginia. Two stinking rotten lawyers did this. You're living in a tyranny, my friends. I warn you that dictatorships use judges to get what they want. They never go to the people. I've given you that lesson this week. I'm warning you that we're moving towards a dictatorship when we permit these rat judges in black robes to overturn the will of the people. Autistic boy banned from church. Hallelujah. Someone's daring to stand up to an autistic boy. Priest files restraining order after alleging unruly behavior endangers others who attend services. In other words, just because you're autistic doesn't mean you're nice. You could be autistic and nice. You could be autistic and a troublemaker. So the priest said he's autistic and a troublemaker. Get him out of the church. That's all. How many people have blue cards in their car that say handicapped and they park in blue zones when you know there's nothing wrong with them? But if you look at them, suddenly they grab their back and they go, oh, they come out of a fat deli with corned beef dripping out of their mouth. Every time I see another one of these uncrippled people with a blue card, you're telling me everyone who has a blue card is really disabled? Everyone who parks in a crippled zone is crippled? Sure, like every autistic person is a good person. This is the Savage Nation. Coming up next is a great interview. Listen. Savage. Daniel J. Flynn, author of Why the Left Hates America and A Conservative History of the American Left. Boy, does he have them pegged. He is back with us today to talk about an article he wrote on the top 10 skeletons in the left's closet. Daniel Flynn, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael, thanks for having me on.
Tell us a little about this list.
Sure. I thought it would be a good idea to put together a quick, easy top 10 list of the skeletons in the left's closet. I mean, this is really the history that the left doesn't want you to know about. And so you can go back hundreds of years, or you can even go back in recent times and find a lot of examples of history that the left has, you know, successfully whitewashed. A recent example would be with regard to the spread of AIDS. I mean, if you talk to a leftist, they will say that Ronald Reagan, for being relatively silent about AIDS, or the Catholic clergy for not supporting condom giveaways, that these are the people who are responsible for AIDS in the 1980s. But, you know, the history is a lot more complicated than that. You know, in the mid-1980s, the National Gay Task Force and the Lambda Legal Defense Group sued the federal government to stop the AIDS test. I mean, that you can't think of a more effective tool in the fight against AIDS than actually having a test to tell you whether you have AIDS or not. And the gay activists were suing to stop this, similar to what they were doing in San Francisco and other cities, where they were protesting to stop the closure of bathhouses, the incubators of the AIDS virus. Actually, in San Francisco, they were, you know, demonstrators wearing towels, chanting "out of the baths into the ovens," acting as if closing down the bathhouses were ovens. comparing it to Nazi Germany. So this is number eight on my list of top 10 skeletons in the closet that gay activists actually sued to block the AIDS test, and in New York City succeeded in getting a citywide ban of the AIDS test.
You bring up Iran and the Ayatollah Khomeini on this list.
Yeah, number 10 on the top 10 list is the leftist hero Ayatollah Khomeini. And this would strike a lot of your listeners as strange now that the left actually admired someone crazy like the Ayatollah Khomeini. But if you go back and read the back issues of The Nation, they were praising the Iranian Revolution. Michael Foucault had a petition out and was praising the Ayatollah Khomeini, thought he was a radical hero. Mother Jones magazine in 1979, they said if Khomeini or his followers take power, they predicted that, quote, democratic reforms, freedom for political prisoners, an end to astronomical waste of huge arms purchases, and a constitutional government, end quote, would follow. They couldn't have been more wrong. I mean, this is something that the left doesn't want you to know about, that they supported the Iranian Revolution. They supported the Ayatollah Khomeini. Nowadays, they'll tell you that these guys were reactionaries and right-wingers, but that wasn't their story 30 years ago.
Charles Manson is on the list?
Sure. I think one of the most disturbing and embarrassing aspects of the recent history of the American left is the love affair with Charles Manson that many on the extreme left had. So a guy like Jerry Rubin, who was the hippie guru who sort of merged hippiedom with the new left in the 1960s, he said, I fell in love with Charlie Manson the first time I saw his cherub face and sparkling eyes on TV. His words and courage inspired us. If you went through some of the underground newspapers on the left in the 1960s and 70s, they would have cartoons lionizing Manson. Weather Woman extraordinaire, Bernardine Dorm, sort of the sex symbol of the new left. She got up in front of a weatherman gathering in Flint, Michigan. She said, dig it. First they killed those pigs, then they ate dinner in the same room with them. They even shoved a fork into the victim's stomach. Wild. And this was part and parcel of the weatherman's shtick of glorifying Manson. They hosted a banner up, Charles Manson Power. One of the weatherman's cells nicknamed themselves the Fork. They even adopted a spread-fingered greeting to symbolize the fork that the Manson family shoved in one of the victim's stomach. And this is obviously information that Bernardine Dorn, friend of Barack Obama, people like this, they don't want you to know about this now, but it's there, it's a fact, it doesn't go away.
Presidential assassinations are in their closet?
Something so obvious as the assassination of U.S. presidents. We've had four presidents assassinated. Three of the four were assassinated by communists, and this would include Charles Guiteau, who assassinated James A. Garfield. He lived for 5.5 years. At the Oneida community, a Bible communist community where they shared possessions and they also shared wives. The assassin of William McKinley was an anarcho-communist, a follower of Emma Goldman. And, of course, Lee Harvey Oswald, who assassinated John F. Kennedy, lived in the Soviet Union, was a Soviet-style communist who had this fetish for Fidel Castro. And so what the left does, rather than own up to this history, is that they invent a new history. They act as if, agent provocateurs or, some grand government conspiracy actually killed these presidents rather than the left. And that's why, 45 years after the fact, you have the proliferation of Kennedy conspiracy theories, as if like a bunch of John Birch Society members or right-wingers down in Dallas killed the president rather than a communist. And it's not just the people who were successful. I mean, you look at the attempted assassinations on Gerald Ford in 1975. Well, one of them was by a woman, this crackpot woman who was a camp follower of the Symbionese Liberation Army. And the other was a Manson family member, Squeaky Frome, who said that she tried to, she pulled out the gun on Jerry Ford because she wanted to bring attention to environmentalism. And so it's not just these three communists who killed the presidents, but a lot of the attempted assassinations on American presidents have been committed by leftists as well.
So what's the number one skeleton in the closet of the American left?
The number one skeleton in the left closet is the Nazi-Soviet pact and the left's reaction to it. And so before Hitler and Stalin were friends, the left, they had in Hollywood, for instance, they had a group called the Hollywood Anti-Nazi League. Well, when Hitler and Stalin signed the pact, the Hollywood Anti-Nazi League went out of business. It was no more. The New Masses, which was a big publication of the communists, they railed against a play called Watch on the Rhine. It was anti-Nazi by Lillian Hellman. And when it became a film and Hitler and Stalin were no longer friends, they praised it. They thought it was great. And so there's so much hypocrisy that you see during the Hitler-Stalin pact, including, you know, the head of the Communist Party, Earl Browder. I mean, he went to jail opposing conscription in World War One. And in World War II, when the Soviet Union wanted as much help as they could get from the United States, he supported conscription. During the Nazi-Soviet pact, when he wanted the U.S. to stay out of war, the communists were encouraging CIO unions to strike in defense-related plants. But after, when the Soviets became our friends and not the Nazis' friends, well, they wanted union members to sign a no-strike pledge. There was so much hypocrisy regarding that brief period when the Soviet Union and the Nazis were friends, that's something that the left certainly doesn't want people to seize upon or even to look at.
Well, I'm not shocked, but their hypocrisy lives on.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of examples of left-wing hypocrisy. I think certainly the continuity that you see with the environmental movement and what they don't want you to know about with regard to the environmental movement is before global warming, there has always been a faddish cause of the era. So in the late 1960s, Paul Ehrlich, in his book, The Population Bomb, said that overpopulation was going to kill a lot of us, that in the 1970s, hundreds of millions of people would starve to death and that there was nothing we can do about it. Well, the 1970s came and went, and hundreds of millions of people did not starve to death. And so they moved on to other scare stories to frighten us into accepting a whole set of left-wing policies that really has nothing to do with population or the rainforest or global warming or the ozone layer or whatever the scare story is paying dividends at the moment. And so right now, obviously, global warming is what's being pushed by people like Al Gore. I suspect 10 to 15 years from now, the pattern will hold and it won't be global warming but some new scare story, because that's what's gone on in the last 50 years, whether it's DDT, overpopulation, nuclear winter, the rainforest, or now global warming. The left always has a scare story, and they don't want you to know about the history of these past scare stories that have been hoaxes.
Daniel Flynn, thanks for being with us on the Savage Nation.
Hey, thanks for having me, Michael.
Savage.
So here in the local newspaper that's gone out of business, they put together a blog, and they're talking about Michael Savage. They run an article from the Homosexual Mafia website, Media Matters, which is funded by George Soros, and this little loser, who no one reads, says, Michael Savage mocks Ted Kennedy tumor, which of course I didn't do. But that shows you why liberalism is a mental disorder. And they say that I played the dead Kennedy's California Uberalis, which I did. And I got your attention, and now we're focusing on the real Ted Kennedy and his legacy. And the liberals are in outrage, like how dare he and how he do this. And of course, I didn't mock Kennedy's devastation. I didn't mock Kennedy's illness, but I am telling you that Kennedy's legacy has been a disaster for America. Now, you understand that the gay mafia owns the media. You understand that the left wing runs the media. You understand that they will destroy anybody in their path. And you also understand I'm the only one in the media talking about the real Ted Kennedy, the real Ted Kennedy's record. I have never mocked his illness. I have never wished him harm. Make that clear. Put that in the record. But I'm reading the commentary on what people are saying. And here's what someone said. So what if Savage did this? If it was Al Franken or the pedophile on the other station making a joke about a conservative, you'd all be yipping about Freeze Peach. Most of Savage's detractors never tune in. You hear this? Let's see. Then they say Savage should get what he has? Forget about it. Let's get Mary Jo Kopechne's thoughts on that. Oh, wait, we can. He left her to die a horrible death. Never mind. Let's see, what else? It's mainly homosexuals. You know, they're the only ones who read SF Gate. And then another one says, Michael Savage says it like it is. The SF degenerates have scared off everyone but him. Keep up the good work, Michael. Mm-hmm. Here's another one says, I listened to the Savage Nation yesterday, and in no way did he mock Kennedy. I'm sure the fascist liberals of the Bay Area wish Savage would die as they hate free thought and free speech. You hear this? So, yeah, it's true. They don't listen. They don't listen at all. And but they put me down. Let's see. What else do we have? Nothing here, really. The rest of it is written by losers. Losers with multiple partners every night. If you want to see something really pathetic, watch Savage trying to pick up women at the Green Bay Pete's. I've never been there. Are they crazy? I've never been to Green Bay Pete's. They're saying I try to pick up women in a coffee shop? This is unbelievable to me. These people are insane. You know, liberalism is a mental disorder. And now they're saying that I should get cancer? Hey, Garofoli, let me make a suggestion. You say I should get cancer. You're publishing this. Joe Garofoli, whoever you are, I challenge you to a duel. You piece of garbage, you low-life loser. What a loser these people are. They make things up. And now they're writing to a network I don't even appear on. They've written to a company I'm not even on. These people are insane. This is unbelievable to me. They wish Jenna Bush death. They wish Jenna Bush venereal disease and torture in Iraq for merely getting married. And now they're attacking me for showing you what Kennedy's legacy was. How about what you rats said about Ronald Reagan when he died and Charlton Heston? This is unbelievable to me. Liberal hate. There's no end to liberal hate. There is no hate in liberal hate. There's only love in liberal hate. So there it is. What can you do? And here's this little anti-Semitism thrown in. Now they're attacking Jews now on the website. Perfect for the homosexual mafia in the Bay Area. But I'm reading it. It's very interesting stuff. They really are listening. Wow. Wow, look at all these posts. Woo. This is amazing. But they all do remember Chappaquiddick and Mary Jo Kopechne. So it just shows you what passes for politics in the Bay Area. I have the nerve to stand up and give out the real Kennedy record. I am the only one who has posted his real record. I'm the only one who said he voted no on a constitutional ban on a flag burning. He voted no on a constitutional ban of homosexual marriage, which, of course, is why the Soros-run media is in overdrive right now. It is in favor of homosexual marriage. It's in favor of flag burning. It's in favor of adding homosexuals to hate crimes bills. It's in favor of affirmative action. It's in favor of allowing illegals into the country and to participate in Social Security. So if I point these things out, is that hatred or is that the truth? It's the truth. But to liberal, the truth is hatred. And now the Soros-run media sets on me for daring to disclose the truth about Kennedy's actual record. Just as in a Soviet show trial, Michael Savage is now being persecuted for refusing to take the party line that the great lying lion of the left must be praised. I will not be silenced. I will not praise him. You shouldn't praise him. Silence is death. We have an obligation when a man is in the news to look at his actual legacy. Okay? I am looking at his actual legacy. What was his actual legacy? Well, let's go back to 1965 when the great Ted Kennedy signed into law the 1965 Hart-Celler Act, which dramatically changed U.S. immigration policy. Kennedy lied to America when he got up on the floor of the Senate, and I have the speech and I've read it, when he said, "My immigration reform bill will not change the demographics of America." I leave it at that. What about gun control? In 2006, the great Ted Kennedy was one of the 16 senators who voted against the Vitter Amendment, which prohibited the confiscation of legally possessed firearms during a disaster. So that means if there was a terrorist act, this amendment would have prohibited the government from grabbing your weapons during a terrorist act. Kennedy said, no, we want to grab their weapons during a terrorist act. Ted Kennedy is a staunch Castroite. Everything Ted Kennedy has written would belong very happily in Cuba. I oppose Cuba's politics. I oppose communism. I oppose communism. I oppose totalitarianism. And I'm not going to be intimidated by the local bloggers. I will not be intimidated. Will you? Why have you forgotten who Kennedy actually is? Even Rush Limbaugh wouldn't talk about Kennedy today, about his actual policies. Now, again, I want to be very clear in case you idiots can't remember what I'm saying to you. I have not criticized the man. I have criticized his policies. I have not wished him ill. I have wished him well. Be very clear on that the next time you misquote me. Columbus, Ohio. Frank, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I've listened to you for a long time, and I'm so glad that you use your First Amendment right to tell the truth when other people cover up issues like this. It gives me hope that the truth will eventually prevail here in the U.S., and I just pray God blesses you forever, Michael.
Well, why do you think the radical left is condemning me and twisting my words today the same way they did with the immigration rally when I stood up against illegal immigrants and they try to twist me into something I'm not? Or when they try to steam up the Muslim community into believing something I said I didn't say. Why is it that they do this?
I believe it's because they're tied in with a socialist Marxist movement within our country to undermine us, take us down so they can rebuild it.
Good for you. Good for you. And by the way, there are 8 to 10 million listeners a week on the Savage Nation. It's not a local show. These are the same people who supported that fat pervert sitting and waiting for a sentencing in August, the one who apparently masturbated in his radio studio and downloaded child pornography. They supported him for years, these haters, these little nobodies. Dallas, Texas. Bill, welcome to the Savage Nation. You're up on the air. Go ahead, please. That baby killer. WRKO, let's go to Kennedy country. Vera, welcome to the Savage Nation. What do you have to say this day about Kennedy?
Ted Kennedy could have saved Mary Jo Kopechne's life, but did not. A local consulting company did a major study and determined that there was a large bubble of air in that vehicle. It would have kept Mary Jo Kopechne alive for several hours.
I will venture to guess that 99% of Americans do not know who Mary Jo is, nor that Ted Kennedy was in a car with this girl in an illicit affair, and she drowned. I will bet you that they don't even know that.
Mary Jo Kopechne was at a party with some other girls. These girls had worked for Robert Kennedy, and Ted Kennedy was at that party. Ted Kennedy was driving very clearly. He must have been drunk, and he went over the bridge with Mary Jo Kopechne in the vehicle. The story he told was he made numerous attempts to try to rescue her and then swam over a large expanse to his hotel, a motel. He didn't call anybody until the following morning when he went to a public phone booth and called his advisors. However, there were several homes, at least 3 homes, in proximity to the accident. People were home and the lights were burning. If Kennedy had gone to one of those homes, knocked on the door, rang the doorbell, call the authorities, Mary Jo Kopechne would be alive today. Very clearly, he didn't
want to. Let me ask you, Vera, you're calling me from Boston on WRKO. Is this show being run live there right now? Are you listening on the Internet?
It is.
It is. And today in Boston on the radio airwaves, have people discussed Ted Kennedy's actual legacy as a politician?
When he came out of the hospital today, he was discharged today. People were calling me and telling me when he stood outside of the hospital, they visioned him wearing a cervical collar, as he did in July of 1969 when he went on television and gave his version of the events.
No, but I mean, is anyone daring to bring up Ted Kennedy's actual voting record in the media today in Boston? Have you heard it anywhere or read it anywhere?
The media, but a talk show host who's conservative who's on between 3 and 7 did today.
He did today. Okay. I see. That's very interesting. Good. So there are people willing to stand up to the Kennedy machine and to the Soros machine and say, wait a minute now. We wish Ted Kennedy well. We hope he recovers. But we're going to show you his voting record and the tumors he's injected into the American body politic. Make no mistake about it. This man has injected many, many, many sicknesses into this country. Affirmative action, illegal aliens, homosexual marriage, flag burning. I can go on and on. What should we do? Sit here and say thank you for it?
I can tell you that this Mary Jo Kopechne issue will not go away. This is why he wasn't elected president.
That was then. I mean, look, this is post Bill Clinton, the oral office. This is post the oral office years. today that might be considered a badge of courage, leaving a girl to drown in a car.
Most people would have been prosecuted at least manslaughter. Under those circumstances.
All right. Well, you remember it. I don't think you're the only one in the country who remembers this sad chapter of the great senator's life. But the issue is not him so much as the legacy he has left behind and the legacy of one of radical left-wing politics. Virtually everything he has passed would belong in a totalitarian state. And I oppose virtually everything he has done politically. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Leftist media in this country erupts in praise of Ted Kennedy, Democrats, Republicans alike. And I got to say that simply because a man has a very serious health problem does not mean that we have to now look away from his legacy. Does a man who has spent his entire political life destroying the fundamental tenets of American morality become miraculously rehabilitated simply because he enters the hospital? Do so-called conservatives stop being conservative simply because of a medical diagnosis? Not one so-called major league conservative commentator dared talk about the real Ted Kennedy today or the real legacy. I have it up on michaelsavage.com. Before you criticize me and start bad-mouthing me, Michael Savage, go to my website, look at Kennedy's record, look at what he's done, look at the bills he's pushed, and tell me which of those bills you agree with. Do you agree with, for example, infanticide because he voted against the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act? Do you believe that most Americans would like to see homosexual marriage? Because Kennedy is one of only five senators out of 100 who have publicly announced support for homosexual marriage. Do you believe that flags should be burned? Because Kennedy believes flags should be burned. Do you believe homosexuality should be added to the hate crime list? Because Kennedy does. Do you believe highway fund thing, we won't even go into, it's too esoteric. Do you believe in affirmative action, where unqualified or less qualified minorities and women should have priority over white males? Because he does. Do you believe that English should be the official language of the U.S. government? He voted against that. Do you believe illegal aliens should be able to participate in Social Security? Because he does. Now, is it appropriate to attack me for pointing out the voting record of Ted Kennedy? Is it appropriate to call for an incoherent, doddering Senator Robert Byrd to be removed from the Senate? Are you surprised to learn today that McCain's campaign manager has been run all along by a radical Democrat because he quit today saying he will not oppose Obama? How long have I told you that McCain was being led by a Judas by what McCain has been doing? So there it is. That's the show for today. And, of course, the record is the most important thing. Kennedy's record is what's important. And go to michaelsavage.com, please, and see that in all the other articles. That's all. See what it's all about. See my eye camera. See my dog under Teddy's corner. See beautiful Teddy, the most honorable creature I've ever met. See all of the dishonorable politicians up on the website. Again, you're entitled to your opinion, but please, before you start bad-mouthing me, you better listen to my show and stop saying what you read from a blogger. I did not wish harm befall Kennedy. I wish the exact opposite. I'm a compassionate, humane man. I wish I could say the same for those of you who are criticizing me by lying about what I said. So there it is. I don't happen to believe in infanticide. If you do, well, you're a monster. I believe that all men are entitled to an equal opportunity. I don't believe in weighing the scales in favor of minorities and women. I believe illegal aliens do not belong in the United States of America. If you believe in that, then you hate the country. I do not believe that sexual orientation should be included in hate crimes. It will force churches, for example, to hire people whose behavior they find abhorrent and contrary to everything they believe in. So these are some of the topics that are worth talking about, and you should be talking about them instead of hating, because hate doesn't help, and your hate doesn't help. KNEW, San Francisco. Ray, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, thank you for saying the king has no clothes. You're the man who can do it.
And, you know, the station here in the Bay Area, your competitor, who's owned by the same corporation that Dan Rather used to work for, had a report that he came out of the hospital, walked to his car, turned after he'd been caught, walked back to the hospital, and walked to his car again so they could get a second round of photographs of him.
You're kidding me. That's what he did today?
That's it. Was the report on the station that's owned by the network that Dan Rather worked for.
Well, what would a man who's so sick want to have all these pictures taken over and over again? Why?
They were applauding him. The doctors, the photographers, all of the media who were there were applauding him. So he thought you could get all he could get, you know, gobble it up.
Well, look, this is like the ex-Soviet Union where the state-run media does what it wants to do and the people have to go along with it. Thank God we still have freedom of speech in the country. How much longer we'll have it is anyone's guess. Truthfully, I really don't know. But I was shocked to hear that Rush Limbaugh would not talk about the real Kennedy legacy today, nor would Wallbanger or the Leprechaun. And if they've already moved into the other camp, woe to all of us. Woe to all of us if they have already kowtowed to the other side. That's all I can say. Because it's totally appropriate to talk about a man's actual legacy when the country is focused upon that man. That's how I see it. 1-800-449-8255. It's too late to call the show, but tomorrow is yet another day. And with God's will and your listenership, we shall play Tiny Tim right now. And there are 49 seconds that remain because this is what America is becoming. Instead of the Star Spangled Banner, this will be the new star, the new national anthem. If Obama wins and the girls in denim come around to spy on what you're thinking, this will become our national anthem. Oh, thank God I can still laugh. Is it illegal to laugh? Has that become a crime? Liberals can't laugh, you know. They can only mock. They have no sense of humor, only a sense of hatred. Liberalism is a mental disorder, which is why they hate the good Dr. Savage, because I've diagnosed their illness.
Savage.